This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Greetings, dear listener. You've stumbled upon Winston's Weekly Words, the podcast where one splendid word each week becomes your passport to sounding delightfully clever. Whether you're dazzling at parties, playing Wordle on your phone, or simply wishing to outshine your chatty neighbor, you're in the right place. I'm Winston, bulldog by breed, linguist by nature. And together, we shall conquer the English language. With charm, wit, and absolutely no trousers required.
Hello. And welcome back to Winston's Weekly Words, where we explore one essential English word at a time, with a little bit of English flair sprinkled in there. Now, I'm Fraser.
And I'm Winston, your ever-dignified bulldog guide to vocabulary mastery. I bring words and wisdom, and occasionally a biscuit or two.
And together, both Winston and I present today's word, and that's conduct, C-O-N-D-U-C-T, conduct.
A very refined word, if I may say so. Conduct can be used as both a noun and a verb.
So let's start with the verb. To conduct means to organise or carry out something. For example, the scientist conducted an important experiment.
Splendid example, Fraser. It can also mean to direct musicians or an orchestra. She conducted the London Symphony Orchestra. Marvellous profession, though I prefer conducting the kettle to the stove for a spot of tea.
So, if we're talking about the verb, it's mainly used to carry out or manage an activity or to lead someone to a place. Of course, you can use it in the musical way, like Winston just did, but this is quite rare. So to carry out or manage an activity, she will conduct the meeting and ensure everyone has a chance to speak. That means she's in charge. She's running the meeting. It could be her meeting that she organised. You could also use conduct to lead someone to a place. The tour guide will conduct us around the museum, although this is also less often used. So the most common example would be to carry out or manage an activity. The company is conducting a market research survey. Noun. Now, conduct can also be used as a noun, and this means the way somebody behaves. His conduct at the dinner party was very polite. His conduct was impeccable. That means he behaved very well.
Unlike Fraser's conduct when he tried to debate me about the best British biscuit, it's the custard cream. End of discussion.
Winston, stop feeding them this nonsense. The best British biscuit is of course the chocolate hobnob.
Once again, a true peasant's opinion, old chap.
Looks like we will agree to disagree this time, Winston, my old chum. Although, you can't really tell me that my tastes are bad when you enjoy cold custard and a Scotch egg.
Now, allow me to share a tale from my youth. I was once invited to a formal dinner at Buckingham Palace. You know, the usual Tuesday evening affair. There were royals, foreign diplomats, and even a corgi or two with suspiciously polished medals. I, of course, arrived on time, brushed, bow-tied, and carrying a modest gift, a tin of Yorkshire's finest biscuits. But not everyone there had such impeccable conduct. One gentleman, who shall remain nameless, but let's just say he wore white socks with a tuxedo, tried to double-dip a breadstick in the hummus. Twice. Now I ask you, what sort of monster does that in front of Her Majesty's finest canapes? Conduct, my dear listener, is more than rules. It's the quiet dignity you carry in how you speak, act, and treat others. It's how you behave when no one's watching, and how you recover with style when they are.
Wise words, Winston. Wise words indeed, old boy. That's it for this week's episode of Winston's Weekly Words. If you enjoyed it, please do follow, subscribe, leave a 5-star rating, and of course, share with a friend or family member that's also learning English.
And there you have it, old sport. Another word mastered and added to your arsenal of eloquence. Until next time, keep speaking splendidly and meet me back here again for the next word. Godspeed, old boy, Godspeed.